Washington is rolling out the red carpet for South Korea's president. Lee Myung-bak will meet President Bush over the weekend. He's going to be the first Korean leader in more than 60 years to hold a summit at Camp David, the presidential retreat. Aside from coordinating policy on North Korea's nuclear program, Lee has another task. He's going to lobby for passage of a bilateral free trade agreement to eliminate many tariffs on goods moving between the U.S. and South Korea. The Bush administration's on board, but as Jason Strother reports, the FTA continues to face opposition on both sides of the Pacific.
Below the bustling streets of Seoul's Namdaemun Market is a sprawling underground shopping mall known as a goblin market. It's a gray market that sells imported goods that cannot easily be found in South Korean department stores. There are bottles of Listerine, canisters of Quaker oatmeal, and a wide supply of health and beauty products. It's a well-known secret that many of these goods have been bought illegally from American military post exchanges. But if a free trade agreement between the U.S. and South Korea is ratified by lawmakers in both nations, the goblin market may vanish. The CORUS FTA, as it's known, continues to be a source of controversy here. Last year, tens of thousands of farmers and anti-free trade activists took to the streets. They fear the disappearance of Korean agriculture.
일단 한미 FTA뿐만 아니라 저희들은 그 모든
Chun Sung-do, Secretary General of the Korean Peasants League, an advocacy group that represents over 3 million farmers, fears cheap food from America will drive local farms out of business. He says the deal is not fair at all to Korea. But business experts say that both nations can't always get everything they want in an FTA. That's according to Tom Coyner, president of Soft Landing Consulting and author of Mastering Business in Korea.
Well, by definition, a good FTA is an FTA that's probably not happily accepted by both parties. So a good start is where both parties feel they've gained something, but also felt they've had to give up something.
Coyner says America also didn't get everything it hoped for when negotiators signed the deal last spring. For example, there's no deal yet on American beef, and tariffs on American cars will stay high.
존경하는 국민 여러분, 저는 오늘 엄숙하고도
Prior to departing on his first official visit to America this week, President Lee Myung-bak urged the National Assembly to pass the FTA bill as soon as possible in order to pressure the U.S. Congress to follow suit. Lee will probably get his wish, since politicians from his conservative party won the majority of seats in recent parliamentary elections. The tough part will be trying to persuade skeptical Democrats in Washington, including Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, that the trade deal really is good for both nations. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul, South Korea.